The Ode to Man, from Sophocles' Antigone, translated by Robert Fagles. Numberless wonders, terrible wonders, walk the world, but none the match for man. That great wonder, crossing the heaving gray sea, driven on by the blasts of winter, on through breakers crashing left and right, holds his steady course. And the oldest of the gods, he wears away the earth, the immortal, the inexhaustible, as his ploughs go back and forth, year in, year out, with the breed of stallions turning up the furrows. And the blithe, light-hearted race of birds he snares, the tribes of savage beasts, the life that swarms the depths, with one fling of his nets woven and coiled tight, he takes them all, man the skilled, the brilliant. He conquers all, taming with his techniques the prey that roams the cliffs and wild lairs, training the stallion, clamping the yoke across his shaggy neck, and the tireless mountain bull, and speech and thought, quick as the wind, and the mood and mind for law that rules the city. All these he has taught himself, and shelter from the arrows of the frost, when there's rough lodgings under the cold, clear sky, and the shafts of lashing rain. Ready, resourceful man, never without resources, never an impasse as he marches on the future. Only death. From death alone, he will find no rescue, but from desperate plagues he has plotted his escapes. Man, the master, ingenious past all measure, past all dreams, the skills within his grasp, he forges on, now to destruction, now again to greatness. And when he weaves in the laws of the land and the justice of the god that binds his oaths together, he and his city rise high. But the city casts out that man who weds himself to inhumanity, thanks to reckless daring. Never share my hearth, never think my thoughts, whoever does such things.